Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 5. The Principle of Being One with God, as Revealed in the Book of Jeremiah. Wednesday Related Verses. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which hold no water. Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And Jehovah God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. John chapter 6, verses 57 and 63. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the full-grown, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. Suggested reading. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, Jehovah speaks concerning the two basic sins committed by the children of Israel. The first sin was forsaking Jehovah as the fountain, the source of living waters. The second sin was hewing out for themselves broken cisterns that could not hold water. This second sin was a matter of not trusting in God, but of trusting in themselves to do something for their own enjoyment. These two sins govern the entire book of Jeremiah. The principle in the Bible is that God does not want his chosen people to take anything other than himself as their source. After God created man, he placed him in front of the tree of life, which signifies God as life. By doing this, God was indicating that he wanted man to partake of the tree of life, not anything else. To partake of the tree of life is to take God as our unique source, as our source of everything. Sin is a matter of leaving God and doing something by ourselves.